Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
About to record another episode of Keeping It Real by Caroline and Sophie, and a very warm welcome to all of you out there. I hope you are feeling great. It's Friday. I feel like shit. There is a reason for that, and I take full responsibility, and I've realized that I've just soon got to learn that, you know what, Soph, I'm 42, and I have a real difficulty in just respecting the fact that I'm 42, that my body is 42, because you know what? I don't actually know if I feel 18, 19, 20, or 21 at the moment, but something is going on. I don't know if it's the weather. I actually don't know what it is, but I have a very sore throat.
Well, listen, I was with you last weekend, and my gosh, did I suffer the next day. All that talk of Paolo's body bar, getting up in the morning.
We still haven't done that, Soph. This is getting to the point of ridiculous. We have been speaking, that's how I feel. We've been speaking about Paolo's body bar for how long now? 6 weeks?
Well, I'm booked in tomorrow morning.
I still don't even know where they are.
They're around the corner. But no, the point is that I think we all just have those moments in our lives where we're just riding that roller coaster and we're having so much fun that we lose ourselves. We forget our ages. We forget what we're supposed to be doing. And
sometimes we even forget our name. Sophie and I woke up after our evening.
After the last podcast, when we were just about starting on our second glass of wine when we finished the podcast, we then went out for the most fun dinner I've had in quite a long time at Isabel's in London, which is on my list of places to go in London.
And I think it's really, really important to mention at this point in time that after a very civilized dinner with delicious food and delicious cocktails and wine, we then... or rather, someone decided to open a bottle of tequila. And 16 shots later, we find ourselves in a car with six other people. And before I know it, Sophie's grabbed my foot with a beautiful Giuseppe Zanotti sandal, high sandal. And for some reason, Sophie is thinking my sandal is, in fact, a microphone. And she starts rapping like she's been doing nothing else her entire life. It was hysterical.
It was quite a moment. It was quite an on the spur of the moment, in the moment event. We were basically entertained by a group of lovely Frenchmen who are
lovely
now
Frenchmen.
French wingmen.
Absolutely. And, I think it's a miracle that we didn't meet before. I was talking to a couple of them and said, you know what, had we met, because we've all been in London for the last 10 years. And I had a conversation with one of them and I said, Jesus, holy moly, mother of Mary, had you and I met 10 years ago, I think we might not be here.
It was quite an entertaining night. But how refreshing is it to go out with a group of people? I mean, Caroline, you knew one of the chaps who said, come out, taking out a whole group of friends. I'm in London. He lives in LA. So he came to London and said, I'm organizing a dinner for all my friends. I'd love you to come with your friend, Sophie, and join in the fun. And of course, you know, it's so much fun being out of your comfort zone, being with people you don't know, having a new
vibe.
Don't
you love being around people you don't know? I've got to say, Sophie, I really admire the way that you can also be really open-minded, because I think it's really what brings depth and quality to company. Mm-hmm. And that's why this evening was especially magical, because you know what? You were open-hearted, open-minded, and just let go. And it just meant that the conversation flowed. Everyone felt super comfortable in each other's company.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the tequila only opened everything else up even more, I would say.
I mean, it started off in a very civilized way with a lovely dinner, as Caroline said. Isabel started with polite conversation, ended up opening up about our lives, and we ended up having such a laugh, jumping in the taxi, singing into Caroline's shoe, and then arriving, of course, at our favourite place, the Chiltern Firehouse.
Where we won't be coming back for quite a while.
Whoosh!
Do I need to say?
It was like two rockets had fired themselves out of the taxi and into the Chiltern Firehouse bar area.
Darling, what mission were we on? What was going on? You've got to tell me what happened.
Tequila happened. I mean, I basically became best friends with the whole hip-hop crew, who then invited me to the box 2 days ago. I didn't even remember who it was. I was trying to rack my memory.
I've just got to say, I just need to tell everyone that after our 16 tequila shots at Isabel, we arrive at the Chiltern Firehouse, and apparently, according to one person's bill, we had another 18 shots of tequila in the bar at the Chiltern Firehouse.
I can't believe that we were still standing after that, frankly.
Were we? The conversation that Sophie and I had the next morning, or in fact, it was afternoon. I woke up at 9:30, 10, simply because I felt so ill. I still had a little bit of a helicopter feeling going on in my mind. And I was desperate to speak to Sophie, because for the first time in as long as I can remember, I think I've had one blackout in my entire life. But I was like trying to piece together our evening. And from one stage to getting home and waking up, it was all a little bit blurred. And so I was very much hoping that Sophie was going to help me piece the pieces back together again. I tried calling Sophie. I think I probably called you 18 times.
I had 8 missed calls when I woke up. I thought you'd actually didn't make it home or something. I thought you'd been locked up in a prison cell or somewhere stranded in London in your high heels, in your Giuseppe Zanotti's. I just didn't. I was so worried. I basically managed to I woke up at 7, felt horrendous, downed a litre of Evian, which was by my bed, thank goodness. Then went back to sleep again until 1 p.m., and Miss Paolo's body bar missed all my good intentions. My chocolate Labrador was sitting there staring with the most sad puppy dog eyes. I felt so guilty. I hadn't fed her, hadn't let her out. I mean, the worst parenting. Obviously, my kids weren't there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have behaved in that manner. But I honestly, sometimes you just have to have one of those nights out with a girlfriend.
For sure.
And just let loose and enjoy yourselves. Nothing bad happened. We were there for each other. We were the lovely group of people.
Anything bad happened, but I can tell you guys that when Sophie finally called me after me having tried her for 3 hours in a row, the only word that came out of Sophie's mouth was OMG.
I think the second sentence was, we can't go back to the Chiltern Firehouse for a very long time.
Absolutely. And asking each other all these questions about this evening. And I was kind of like, I've got this really weird bruise on my collarbone. And I've got another really, really weird bruise on my leg. And I think I saw something, but I'm not sure if I did see something. And I don't know how I'm going to find out if I see something. Because I have a really good imagination. And I also dream a lot at night. So sometimes it's really difficult to know whether I dream something or whether it actually happened. And on this particular evening, it was one of those. It was just a question of, did I dream it? Did that actually happen?
I mean, it probably did happen that night. I have had a very quiet weekend this weekend. And annoyingly, the one weekend that I get a message from Andy Cohen's in London, sends me a message, I'm at Chiltern, it's so fun here, come have a cocktail. Of course, I am totally Chiltern Firehouse out. But I mean, just supposing he'd been there the weekend. I mean, thank God he wasn't actually, because he would have been absolutely horrified. But can you believe the one weekend we don't go to Chiltern or I don't go, I get a message from Andy saying, come and hang out.
Did you ask him how long he's here for?
He's gone. He was just here for a long weekend. But next time, I said, next time we'll plan it. So he said he had a huge night at the Chiltern Firehouse.
Oh, how hysterical.
I said, there's one thing you've got to understand about the Chiltern Firehouse. You might arrive in a fairly sober manner, but you will not leave the Chiltern Firehouse sober ever. I'm not proud
and
of
I,
that.
No, well, you know what, darling? I actually think that's probably a really good thing for you and I, because we were probably just like anybody else.
We blended
like
in.
Like their standard people.
I'd like to think we did. I'm sure we didn't that night.
So I've just come back from a long weekend in Sevilla.
Oh my gosh, it looked amazing.
Sophie, it was completely and utterly amazing. From the moment I landed on Thursday, this weekend had been planned so beautifully. I don't know if you've ever been to the Feria.
I've been to Seville, but still not where you were. And it's
so this is a week called the Feria, which is where all these marquees are erected. Everyone for the whole week wears the classical flamenco dress.
Oh, amazing.
You drive around everywhere in horse carriage. There's a lot of fabulous Gypsy King kind of music going on, a lot of gypsies dancing. We had so much fun, but unfortunately, I found myself hand in hand with tequila again.
Oh my gosh, I just don't ever want to see that drink again.
On Friday, I promised that I would never, ever, ever drink tequila again. On Saturday, I promised that I would never, ever, 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 ever drink tequila again. On Sunday, I promised that I would never drink tequila ever, ever again. Sophie, I'm quitting tequila.
That's
forever.
Fine. I actually went to
I haven't actually had
detox.
A stop since you and I went.
I just don't know how you're even standing up.
Well, do you think that's why I feel like I'm swallowing sandpaper every time I swallow?
Probably. It sounds like you're coming. I mean, to be honest, at our age, I hate to talk about our age, but at our age, if I have more than one night in a row, I make myself ill. Yeah. So I normally have one night, although last week was two, and I was actually punishing myself all week for behaving.
So me having done five nights in a row and then having a one day break before our two nights in a row is pretty hardcore.
That's hardcore.
And I
So what are you going to do to get over it? Because
well,
that's quite an interesting
a very, very interesting question.
Tips.
I started off with a celery juice this morning, which I believe, and according to the medical medium, who you know is someone I really regard highly, I think that celery juice drunk on a empty stomach first thing in the morning is really good at helping your body to detoxify and eliminate a lot of alcoholic chemicals that you have in your body. And what I've been doing, I've only had one double shot cappuccino
today. I've only had one tequila this morning.
No, I've only had one double shot cappuccino today because I can feel that my body doesn't really want milk.
Yeah.
I'm drinking, as we speak right now, water with a whole lemon squeezed inside and the lemon juice on top because apparently the longer you leave lemon skin in water, it lets go of some wonderful mineral that is incredibly rejuvenating and restoring for the immune system. So that is another thing I'm doing. I'm drinking a throat coat tea.
Yeah. And I was going to say, my suggestion is when I've got a sore throat, it's always to grate some fresh ginger, lots of lemon and a spoonful of honey. Yeah. And I drink that all day.
Yeah. And that is one of my go-to as well. And you know what I'm also going to have? I'm going to have freshly grated turmeric root.
Mm-hmm.
When we finish the podcast,
a bit of immunity booster.
It's another great thing. Yeah. And then I'm actually going to make for us for lunch today. You won't believe it.
Mm.
But when I was in Denmark last week, I got from our butcher the most delicious liver pate.
Mm.
Freshly made liver pate from the butcher.
Wow.
And I just sometimes feel as if on a rare occasion, liver is actually really, really, really good for us. It's so full of iron and other nutrients that I don't normally tend to put in my body. So that's what I'm doing. And then I'm as you can see over there, I'm making chicken soup for the soul.
Delicious.
Making a really delicious chicken soup for this evening for the children and I. And I'm going to have a really early night, although I've got two girlfriends coming for dinner. This is typical me. Sophie, what is wrong with me?
So
I always have all these plans.
So basically, after our night out, I then, I've got to be really honest with you. I then had a huge amount of anxiety and I was feeling very low with the hangover because I still have a huge amount on my plate to do work-wise, paying bills, just generally getting through life and trying to stay on an even keel. And I find these days, if I go out and I have a late night with loads of alcohol, I do really struggle to feel good and sort of happy and motivated for the next couple of days afterwards. So I've really
What do you mean? Do you feel blue when you've drunk?
I feel blue. I feel exhausted. I feel like I've got too much on my plate. And, you know, I'm just being really honest. Actually, alcohol is my enemy because first of all, I'm quite allergic to it. I'm sure if anybody's watched Ladies of London, they'll see my reaction to alcohol. I know you have to sniff it.
When Sophie says that Sophie is allergic, what she means is it brings out the most hysterical side of a human being you could ever see. When Sophie is under the influence.
I thought you were going to say under the table.
Is under the influence. She actually isn't under the table. She's on the table.
Yeah. Most often than not, I'm on the table.
But you are so funny, darling. And you know what? It's harmless at the end of the day.
Yeah. But I think when you've got a lot of things going on in your life and you lose control for a night, you have the most enormous amount of fun. But I woke up with the world on my shoulders and I felt so heavy from it for about 48 hours. It took me a good 48 hours to actually feel myself again. And I have been to bed every night last week at 9 o'clock every night. I've been so on top of the emails. I've been grafting away, you know, making sure that my clients have everything they want, proposing things, trying to bring a new business. Basically, semi-torturing myself for the fact that I really did let go of staying on top of things. And I did. I had to let go for 24 hours on the Monday after we had the night out on the Saturday. I could barely function. I took the kids to the park. We ran around. We had a lovely time. And then I thought, I've got to go and lie down. I've got no stamina. I've got no, you know, I work out and I go to the gym and I do all the things I do to give myself the motivation and the stamina and the confidence and the, you know, everything I need, all the tools I need to really keep myself going in the best positive way I can keep going. And if I stop doing that, I slightly lose it. And I really felt slightly like I'd lost it on that Monday. So that's the reality of it.
It's very interesting how people are really different in different situations.
I think it depends what situation you're in your life. If you're feeling incredibly stable, you're happily married, you've got someone to support you, you don't have the world on your shoulders, then you can handle it. But if you're going through times of change and you're, you know, trying to keep everything together and everything's a balancing act and something tips the scales, then it does make you feel very vulnerable. And I don't want to feel vulnerable at the moment. I want to feel really on top of my game. So last week was all about putting myself back together. So I went to the gym again. I did Paolo's Body Bar. I did Epulsive. I went out for lovely big walks. I got onto my emails and I ate really healthily and drank loads of water and loads of herbal teas. And I, by the weekend, felt really, really good.
Fresh and rejuvenated.
And you know, so there really was no appeal to go out for me last weekend, really.
Did you know that every 7 years, you don't have a single cell left that was in your body 7 years previously?
Thank goodness
you,
for that.
You are basically a new bag of shells.
Shells.
What I meant
that's
to say
you are today, baby.
A new bag of cells every 7 years. It's quite.
I'm quite happy to hear that, isn't actually.
It? Yeah, me too.
But also, but it I've does say, show that whatever you're putting in to build your cells is actually really, really important. And actually, 100%. Next week we've got a lovely friend of mine who's coming to talk about all her health issues that she's had and the food that she's been giving herself to really build herself back up. She was given some very bad news and told that she was going to have to take medication for the rest of her life. And by eating the things she's been eating, she has self-healed her body. And now she feels better than she's ever felt in her life.
Isn't that amazing?
And she's 40.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her. So, what was the major thing she's done?
What? Well, she follows the paleo religiously. She's cut out all dairy.
I cannot wait to actually hear about exactly what that is.
Yeah, so I won't go into detail because we're going to talk about it next week.
Oh, my chicken soup is boiling over. Hang on a second.
But actually, interestingly enough, I had dinner with her on Saturday night. On Friday night, I went to bed super early, Netflix, in bed, movie, boys with their daddy, slept in the next day till 11 o'clock, woke up at 7, went back to sleep. I literally have been really giving myself a big break, and I feel so much better about life today. And actually, you know, I've got more challenges already this week, and this week I was able to face them head on. And I was a bit late this morning because I was sorting things out, a few things that I needed to get organized. And I'm so happy that I was in a really good place to do that this week. Otherwise, it can slightly push you over the edge sometimes.
I think the thing with me is that I never stop. I wake up in gear seven and I go to bed in gear seven. I don't think since I had children, I have had more than, to count on one hand, nights where I've slept for 8 hours. You know, I'm
bad.
one of these people who
go to bed early.
I probably should one day when I have time. But the thing is to get everything done in a day, I need 36 hours.
Tonight, you shouldn't be having girlfriends for dinner. Tonight, you should be putting yourself in the bath once the children are in bed.
I know, but the problem is, as you know, Soph, we work a lot. I mean, we did a wonderful shoot this morning with Daniel Wellington, which was super fun. And I must say, I'm actually loving the watch that you're wearing on your wrist
right
now.
Very nice.
I think that's super cool. I think they're really,
really fun,
these watches,
summer watches. Yeah.
So, you know, we did a great shoot. We spent 2 hours and we managed to take probably 500 pictures. The rest of my day after our podcast is one meeting after the other. And this is a girlfriend I've been meaning to see for so long. It's been in the diary for 2 weeks. I just find that if I want to do my work and I want to maintain my friendships, which I do, it does mean that I am actually slightly nonstop. And I do think that my body is, I've made my
body.
But you
will make yourself ill if you don't give
yourself
a break.
Well, the thing is I think you will make yourself ill if you think you're going to make yourself ill. I very much believe in the power of the mind. And I very much believe that my body will speak to me loud and clear today. As
but
I said to you,
speaking to you. You've today, got a sore throat.
Today it's telling me that I have a sore throat, and I can definitely feel that I need to take extra special care of myself. So what I've done is I've asked my girlfriends to come an hour earlier.
Okay, that's good.
The good thing is that one of them is Josephine's godmother anyway.
Tequila.
So it's really, really, I'm not going to drink any alcohol.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to make delicious chicken soup and I'm going to send them home by 10. So I'm in bed by 10:30. So
that's
I will have a really, really, really good night's sleep. Tomorrow, lots of meetings. Then on Wednesday, I head to Denmark because on Thursday, I'm doing a big shoot for one of our biggest fashion magazines in. And then I have Alexander, my oldest son's confirmation this weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
So heading down to my old boarding school on Friday. And Alexander's being confirmed at 11:30, which will be with family and godparents. And we'll have a lovely lunch and a wonderful dinner that evening. And then on Saturday, we will be at home at the family's castle, which is now opened for tourism. It's open all of, or half of April, May, June, July, August, and half of September. And on Saturday evening, we're doing a big black tie sit-down dinner.
Fabulous.
For 50 people, which will be wonderful.
Oh my gosh, it sounds magical.
Such a special event for him.
So beautiful.
So weird. This is the first thing we're doing without my father being alive. It's the first time we're doing something really big at the family home
without
my
father. But he'll
be
with you in spirit and he'll be with you in your heart and you'll be thinking about him.
Of course.
And he'll be watching down on you.
You know, it's bizarre. These things are peculiar. Life is peculiar. And the first time you do something where you have a parent or someone that's always been there.
Yeah.
And the first time that they're not there is weird.
It's hard.
Do you know? It's really weird.
But it's not quite the same. But Harry, Finn and I have been invited to the Caribbean for Christmas.
Oh, how lovely.
Which is lovely.
With who?
With some friends of ours.
Okay.
It'll be the first Christmas that they don't spend Christmas Day with their daddy. And so I'm just... So, I mean, he's very...
Was Alex cool about that?
He's upset about it, as I would be. So I'm just figuring out...
Can I tell you guys something? Can I tell you something? Because when Rory and I divorced, I very much wanted us to always spend Christmases and birthdays together because I found that that would have been the kindest thing to do for the children. And also, I think it's more to do with children than anything else. And unfortunately, you know, this was something that Rory didn't want to do, and each to their own, no blaming here, no anger whatsoever. But what we then decided to do is when Rory has the children for Christmas, I then spend Christmas with them in exactly the same way that we would do on the eve of the 24th. The same traditions, the same food, the same preparation, everything the same, but I do it on another date. You know what? It's just a date.
Yeah.
We do the same thing for birthdays and we wake them up as if it's their birthday.
But it'll be the first, it would be, because Alex and I have spent, ever since we separated, all the birthdays and Christmases and Easter together.
But why don't you guys, before you head out there, why don't you have a really special Christmas together with your family and his family, whether you do it on the 16th or 17th or 18th of December, and you pretend that it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And you do everything as you would always have done. Because you know what? Actually, it's these memories, and it doesn't matter if it's the 16th or the 25th of December.
It's just about, a date.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
And once I accepted that, and embraced it, for that matter, it has been incredible, because there's never been any sadness about, we're not spending Christmas together, or we're not spending the birthday together, because we are celebrating it as we always would, but just on another day.
Yeah. I do you know what it is? And I'm going to be totally honest here. I don't want him to do that to me. I know it sounds very selfish, but if Alex said to me...
But darling, Holly, it would be no different.
I know, but I cannot imagine not spending Christmas Day with my boys.
But darling, Holly, again, it's just a day.
I know it's just a day.
It's just a day. Think but about I have it. To Do you remember when you came to my 40th in Denmark?
Yes.
My 40th in Denmark felt as if it was my 40th birthday, and it happened 2.5 weeks later.
Yeah.
You know, it's a celebration that's the most important thing.
We'll figure it out. We'll definitely figure it out. But...
what I think you've just got to make sure that you do is on the year that you don't have your kids.
Plan
I think
something
it's
really nice.
It's got to be something that will nurture your heart.
Yeah.
And I suppose what's been easier for me has been that I've just always had my little Nicholas
with
me.
You've always had your Nicholas, exactly.
Always.
You see, that's
very
big.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. So to be without my children would be...
painful.
Very, very difficult for me. I'm not planning on having any more children at this precise point in time, so I'm not going to have my little Nicholas to hang out with me. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. It's an interesting topic of conversation.
It's a very, very interesting
topic at
some point, of conversation. Absolutely.
Which we'll come back to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So, how about our lunch at Daphne's the other day with Håkon Gulkula?
What a fantastic character.
He is hysterical.
Absolutely brilliant. And I have to say, I'm so excited by his champagne because it is delicious.
Let's just tell our wonderful listeners that when Sophie and I went to Stockholm a few weeks ago, the first evening we went to this wonderful dinner hosted by Isabel Löwengrip. And one of the guests was also the sponsorer of champagne. His name is Håkon Gulkula. He makes four different kinds of champagnes together with the best champagne producer currently in the world, Ricard Luhun, and it is obviously produced in France. Sophie and I ended up having a really lovely lunch with Håkon at Daphne's, which I've got to say is one of my favorite restaurants. The sashimi was delicious. So wasn't
and
that just so yummy?
Yeah, and what the asparagus. A healthy lunch you can have
and
when you
go
out.
And those prawns.
Yeah, we basically, but Caroline and I obviously eat very, very healthily. And I just want to talk a little bit about going out for dinner, because I know a lot of people get the fear when they're going out for dinner that they have to eat all the sort of, you know, big steaks and big potatoes and whatever. And actually, Caroline and I went and had the cleanest lunch at Daphne's, where we ordered delicious sashimi.
Yellowtail and salmon sashimi.
Delicious. And then followed by
grilled
asparagus
with a little bit of Parmesan on top. And we shared a portion of these wonderful garlic
gamberini.
And chili gamberini prawns in the middle. So delicious.
So good.
We did also have the zucchini fritti.
We did.
And quite a few glasses of champagne. But what was really interesting for Sophie and I, and I've got to say, I'm not a big champagne drinker.
Neither am I.
I have never been a big champagne drinker.
I'm the same.
Don't really like it, to be honest with you.
I don't really like white wine or champagne because it doesn't agree with me. It's very acidic and it makes me feel very dizzy.
But what was fun was when we were in Stockholm and we had a little bit of a moment after the exceptional dinner in Sophie's suite at the hotel, the Diplomat, and all ended up in Sophie's room, raided her minibar, much to her complete hysterics,
disgust.
I've got to say. She had a total sense of humor failure. But what was really rather wonderful was Håkon bought a few bottles of his champagne. And I've got to say, again, underlining that I don't really like champagne.
But this is really, really light and really crisp and super easy to drink. And actually, it's really nice to find a champagne that I actually really like. And what I love about it is I love the whole taste, obviously, and flavor, and the fact that you can have a few glasses and you don't feel too cloudy or foggy or acidic, but also the whole story behind it.
Well, you know what? I don't think we should share much of this story, except for the fact that we met one of the kindest and actually one of the most brilliant Swedish businessmen. He started off in banking. He's been partners with Ted Turner, so he's had a big stint in media. He's done so many different things, but his greatest passion in life was always champagne. So there are four different kinds of champagne. There's the normal Bru, there's the Blanc de Blanc, then there is a pink
Premier.
Champagne, and then he has
the Premier
a
Cru.
Magnum.
That's right.
And he really wants this champagne to go and be one of the top 10 in the entire world. He actually invited Sophie and I to come down to the vineyards in France.
Which I'm so excited about.
No, I am too. I've never seen how champagne is even produced.
I actually really see how the process works, how it comes
from. You know what, Soph? I've
tree
just had an idea.
To bottle on the shelf.
I've just had an idea.
Mm.
Do you know how many people miss Our Ladies of London show? And how many people actually want to experience us?
Mm-hmm.
Should we maybe consider
taking the girls?
Well, not only taking the girls, but should we consider taking a camera?
Absolutely.
Should we consider making
maybe
a really interesting kind of docu-travel kind of fabulous new TV show?
I love it.
What do you think?
I think
you know, nowadays
idea.
We can stream anywhere. Why don't we do that?
I think it'll start down there,
and then take it around the world.
I love the idea. And
Wondered.
Share the champagne with everybody.
Oh, of course, yeah. Absolutely. But if you think about it, I mean, I'm not someone who has very much time to watch TV. The little time that I do have happens often when I'm flying, and it will be some TV series that someone has recommended to me. And I think one of the reasons why I don't watch too much TV, I used to love watching cooking shows just because I think they're absolutely brilliant.
I love
and
cooking
it's a subject
shows.
That really interests me. But another subject that really, really interests me is travel. And especially, you know, we live in a very big world with a lot of very, very different people who have very different needs and very, very different budgets. And, you know, one thing is taking a brochure and looking at it and deciding where in the world you want to go. Why don't we take people around the world, whether they're old or young, whether they're married or not, whether they have a little budget or a tiny budget, whether they want to drink the best tequila in the world and eat the best Mexican food, or whether they're going for the best burger in the world, the best pizza in the world, whether they want the most romantic situation on a small budget or different. Why don't we just go and do a really brilliant travel show? And actually, Håkon, who really wants the whole world to know about his champagne, why don't we bring the champagne with us?
I love that idea. Did you watch, what was the movie that came out quite recently called The Grand Hotel?
No idea.
But anyway, they remade it as a TV series, which has just been on television on ITV, where older people, so pensioners, were going out to these far-flung destinations like China, India, and it was all about what they do when they go away and what activities there are, where they can go to eat, experiencing the local culture. And I think it'd be really fun to do it from our perspective.
Totally.
Where we're two young, single, well, quite young, single mothers out going out there.
But darling, our friendship, the celebration of our friendship. And also we are two women who have different needs at different times as other people do. And I think we're very compassionate and empathetic to the fact that people have different needs, different desires, different dreams, different budgets. Let's go out and find the answers to all of these wonderful questions. And you know what I think? I do think that occasionally, you know what? I would love to go to Chicago with Gulkula and bring Juliet.
Absolutely.
I would love to go to Sun Valley, Illinois with Julie Montague because that's where she comes from. I would also love to do LA with a combination of Juliet and a lot of other people. You know, I think that we should do something that still has the magic of Ladies of London, where we do celebrate our friendship, where we keep
experience
an element of that, but we make it a travel show at the same time. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be absolutely fabulous.
We need to talk more about this.
Okay, well, stay tuned. This
stay
is something
tuned.
That we're going to start brewing. So anyway, I've picked myself up and I'm feeling so much better about myself. And I've taken that week to really motivate myself, get myself feeling back on top form again. And the weekend, I had a wonderful dinner with my girlfriend who's going to talk to us about her diet and how she's healed herself from the inside out. And as a result of having such a quiet week, I have now started this week off in a really strong way. My week is also packed. I've got meetings all day today, after this, all day tomorrow, clients on Wednesday. On Thursday, I've got a huge meeting for my rollers, which I'm really excited about.
Tell me about that.
Well, I've been putting together a business plan. My lovely intern was helping me before she went back to the US. I'm now meeting with a business partner who is going to help me pitch out to further investment so that I can really get this off the ground because I have had a bit of a block. When you start something like I'm starting with a product, you do need to put some capital into it. And I've done that to the point where I can't afford to do any more. So I need to branch out and get some other investment into it. And I have had offers of investment, but I wasn't sure that the source I was getting it from was the right source. And I didn't want to either dilute my brand or have money held over me in any way, shape or form that wasn't going to be profitable or interesting for the investor. And it was more of a personal loan to me. So I want to make sure that whoever invests is investing in it for exactly the right reasons. So it's taken me a little bit longer than I'd hoped. I've now really feel like I'm at a point where I can get this out there and get it on the shelves, hopefully by the end of this year. And I'm really, really excited about it. But in order to do all the things that I'm juggling, which is my interior decorating business, which is my bread and butter, plus the podcast, plus the children, plus my rollers, plus other collaborations that come
darling,
along.
Darling, it's super exciting. You there are so many, so many brilliant collaborations
but
coming up.
But what I'm saying is in order to manage all of that and to juggle all of it all at once, for me, I need to be feeling powerful, strong, confident, and ready to take on the world. And if I go and have a wild night, it will take me a few days to recover from that. And I don't have that time at the moment. I don't have the luxury of just going off and, you know, hiding or going to a beach or whatever. I'm just in this moment and I feel like I've got to really go for it in order to get things back. Because yes, it's all about power of the mind and it's all about manifestation. But at the end of the day, you're not going to get what you need out of life unless you really, really work for it. And no one's going to hand you anything on a plate.
No, I agree with that.
No one's going to give it to you lying down. Sorry, that sounds awful.
No, no, no.
But,
I totally
you know, you've got to go out there. You've got to fight your corner. You've got to be driven. You've got to set your goals. You have got to manifest success, but you've also got to make sure you're surrounded by the right people, doing the right things, putting your best foot forward and having as much self-esteem and self-confidence as you had. And that's really how I fight for my different businesses. There's a lot of things that take up the making up of how I feel the most powerful.
Yeah.
And I have to follow those. So I know when I say to you, I'm doing Paolo's Body Bar, and you say, but Soph, I need to meet with you here. And I say, but I really need to do it to start my day in the right way.
No, I understand.
And it's those tools that I need to make me feel powerful.
And again, it's really uniquely different for every single human being, you know? And again, there are some people that need to sleep.
Is massive.
I was just going to say,
sleep is a really big thing for me. When I don't have plans in the evening, I make myself get into bed at 10 o'clock and I follow the ritual that I've already told you, which is bath and hot drink and relaxation and aromatherapy.
Yeah.
And I don't allow myself to put on the TV. I read a book and I fall asleep really fast.
But you know, all these people that go to sleep at 8:39, 9:30, I mean, to me, it's like that's still in the middle of the afternoon as far as I'm concerned.
I used to do it when Finn and Harry were really little. I would put them to bed and I couldn't wait to get in my pajamas and get into my bed.
It's amazing because I have actually never, ever, ever since I was probably 16, gone to bed at that time,
but
like ever.
But
I also
come from,
you know what's interesting? I also come from a family. I mean, my father, for example, complete night owl, would never ever go to bed before 1 or 2 in the morning. Yeah.
And that's true.
So we're brought up in this way. Yeah. We're very much brought up
in
this way.
Whereas when you say come for dinner with the boys at 6 or 7, I think, well, they've got to be in bed by 7:30. So how am I going to get them home and bath and into bed?
Yeah.
And that is anxiety building for
already
me. Because I think, my gosh, they've got to be in bed by 8. Otherwise, they're going to be exhausted.
And how much sleep do your boys need?
A lot.
Do you know what I found? I found that, my sister said to me recently, because they've had real problems with putting their two girls to bed and actually settling them. And often it took 2 or 3 hours single night.
Yeah.
And the girls also woke up many times during the night. And they went and spoke to someone for some advice on what to do. And this person said, actually, it was one of the kindergarten and school teachers. Mm. And they both said, you know what? I don't think your girls need as much sleep as you think they do. And now, instead of putting them to bed at 7:30, they put them to bed at 9. These girls are 8 and 5. Mm. And Elizabeth does sometimes fall asleep before 9, but Marie-Louise, not before 9:30. She wakes
up sparkling, if that works for them. Then that's great.
Every morning
but
at
I can
7
tell
o'clock
you,
is amazing.
I can tell you from my experience, my boys throughout the whole school holidays have been allowed to have the odd movie night. They haven't been in bed before 9 o'clock. They are exhausted. And as a result of their overtired exhaustion, their behavior is so sporadic. One minute they can be angels. The next minute they're crying because they can't watch something on TV or they're not allowed their iPad. They have no control of their emotions. Mm. They're all over the shop. Mm-hmm. We're in the park. They suddenly want to go home because they're tired. And I know my children. And if my children are well slept, they are on an even keel. They're happy. They're confident. So I honestly feel for my children, it's really important that I get back into the routine. And I've been doing it for the past week because I've been tired as well. We go back to school tomorrow. And for the past week, I've got them, it takes 3 days to get them back into a routine, sometimes 4. Mm-hmm. So I've been putting them to bed earlier now. Mm-hmm. So they're in bed at 7:30 and they're asleep by 8. Mm-hmm. When they go back to school, they'll be in bed at 7 and asleep by 7:30. Mm-hmm.
The same for both of them. You don't make a difference between them.
Finn goes to bed 20 minutes before Harry.
Okay.
So we do our bedtime stories with Finn and then Harry's in my bed while we're doing that, reading his stories, and then Harry will go in half an hour later. But it really, really makes a massive difference to them.
But you know, at the end of the day, I think it's just being really mindful to your needs and to your children's needs, and what works for one may not necessarily work for another.
Yeah.
You know, it is very, very individual.
It's
very individual.
Individual.
Probably in the same way that, you know, you can't live without your Paolo's Body Bar or your exercises, where I say, you know what, if I do 10 minutes of yoga in a week, that is a really good thing because I don't do a lot of it. But, you know, in the same way I think you feel better on 8 hours sleep, you know, I feel fine on 5 or 6 hours sleep. Yeah.
You see, I feel a wreck on that. I can do it and I do it quite often, but I don't feel as good. And I think, you know, the exercise and the healthy eating, I never used to do this when I was married. I used to fit it in around the kids and da 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 da. But when I separated from Alex, I wanted to do things that I really felt were going to build my confidence and my self-esteem and get me back out there and get me performing to the best of my ability on my own. And I do the things now that I know are going to make me feel the best I can possibly feel and be the best me. So it's all about,
and that's what it's all about,
doing just things that make you feel good.
Exactly.
Whether that's taking yourself for a walk in the morning, dropping the kids to school on foot, which is great as well, so that you can walk home afterwards. It's just, it's all just part of your building up yourself and making yourself feel the best you can possibly feel. And there's a lot of components to doing that, from health to fitness to what we eat to how you present yourself, your rollers in your hair, your makeup, the clothes you're putting on, whatever it is to make yourself feel confident and ready to take on the world. Because
100%.
There are days where you don't feel ready to take on the world, and there are days when you feel like you can conquer it all.
We're going to talk to Yelda next week, who was diagnosed with a horrible disease, which she was able to cure through her health and nutrition. We will be covering lots of health and nutrition next week, and we can't wait to see you again. Thanks so much for listening. Lots of love from us.
Lots of love from us.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.